Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Thornquist. Now, just to remind everybody, Kodiak Copper is focused on its 100% owned copper porphyry projects in Canada and the U.S. We're going to be talking a lot about the project in BC here, the MPD Copper Gold Porphyry Project, as there was some news that came out just yesterday, October 18th. The headline number from 9 drill holes that were released here, 105 meters of 0.76% copper equivalent. That is within a much longer interval of 504 meters of 0.47% copper equivalent. These results coming from the Gate Zone. Now, Claudia, please just provide a summary of these drill results at the Gate Zone, please.
Yes, happy to do so. We're very pleased with those results. We have been drilling at Gate, 2 rigs, and are systematically expanding the mineralized zone, building on our initial discovery. With our last results, which we released in July, we did a big step out. We drilled 575 meters from south of last drilling, and we're successful with that step out. And we have now, with the drilling since, tested in between where we had previously drilled and where we stepped out, and we were hoping to see consistent mineralization to hit more high grade. And we did hit long intercept. We intersected the high grade zone again. It's exactly what we were hoping for. And so we're very pleased, as I said, with the result.
Well, Claudia, let's address also the grade of the drill results, because compared to a lot of the other projects in the area in British Columbia, these are actually very nice copper equivalent grades, but sometimes the market has a mismatch in where it's looking at copper grades when it's comparing them to South American grades. So just walk us through that, please.
I think for MPD, if you want to compare grades, you have to look at other BC porphyries. In particular, I think Copper Mountain, our neighbor's large producing copper mine, which is geologically very similar, is a good comparable. And they have a reserve grade of 0.23% copper. That's a big mine. They make a lot of money at these copper prices. It's a fantastic mine. And yeah, looking at their grades, our grades from the high grade zone at Gate, they are a multiple of that. So certainly very encouraging. And yeah, as I said, we're pleased with what we have so far at Gate and are expanding it systematically.
So what's the overall size then, or scale, that you are seeing through the drilling so far at this Gate zone? Because I understand that this drilling has expanded the overall zone, but how big is it now?
Overall, we've intercepted porphyry mineralization over almost a kilometer in length, 950 meters of strike, and down to 850 meters, and across 350 meters. So we're seeing some real nice size. And that's, of course, also what a porphyry is about. Porphyries typically are large volume of lower grade mineralization. There's some higher grade zones interspersed, porphyry centers, and those higher grade zones are obviously, in most cases, very important for the economics. And so we're fortunate of having drilled into a nice high-grade porphyry center of quite substantial size at the Gate Zone right at the start.
Well, Claudia, you also mentioned in the news release that when you move into the drill program next year, there's an area between the Gate Zone and the MAN targets, and you're going to be testing somewhere in between those two. How do you see the property growing in that direction?
Well, that's an interesting question. The MAN Zone is also historically drilled area to the south of Gate. That's a very interesting question. We will certainly do some work at MAN and between Gate and MAN. MAN is another interpreted porphyry center, historically drilled, all very shallow. We thought of it initially as a separate target, but with our recent geophysical work, we have now seen that it actually is part of the same underlying geophysical anomaly, and so somehow hangs together with the mineralization at Gate, and we'll certainly explore that further. It's a very interesting target as well, and on the list for drilling next year.
So, Claudia, what's going to be the follow-up attack plan then for this Gate zone, even tying into the Man zone there? I understand that one drill is still staying at the Gate zone. Where's that drill going to be focused?
Well, we've certainly been drilling more at Gate, following up on the drilling so far and expanding the mineralized envelope further. We have moved one of the rigs also to Dillard, and we'll now start drilling our other targets as well, with Dillard being the first one, which will be an important step to really add scale and size to the project.
Well, Claudia, let's dig into the Dillard target that you guys are going to be going after there with that other drill rig. What do you know about it historically, and how will that inform the drill program?
It's very much an analog to what we have at Gate. It's same geophysical signature. It has a large copper in soil anomaly on top at surface, and it has some historic drilling, which is mostly very shallow, but some promising historic drill results. So lots of smoke and very much the same situation that we had at Gate before we drilled deeper. So just like Gate, it's an area that begs for deeper drilling, and I'm very much looking forward to see what we can discover there.
Approximately how many meters do you have planned for that Dillard zone, and how deep are you going to go down with some of the initial holes?
We'll drill to a similar depth as we did Gate, so 700-800 meters target length for our drill holes, and we'll still drill a couple of holes this year, and then more in the new year than in 2022. We have a large drill program planned for 2022, and Dillard is certainly part of it, Gate is part of it, and then other targets on the property as well.
Well, Claudia, just tying it all together for investors that may not have the intimate knowledge of the properties, it sounds like you have a lot of different copper porphyry targets, and you're really, as a company, drilling on each one of them to see which one could be the biggest or the best. But how do they all tie together, and how should investors think about the overall drill program at all these, the Gate, the Man, the Dillard targets? How does this all tie together?
Well, what we have at MPD is a multi-center porphyry, just like the system at Copper Mountain, the neighboring mine, and many other porphyries for that matter in BC. So we know we have several porphyry centers there. Which one is the best? Which one is the biggest? We don't know. We have built into a nice sizable one right at the start with Gate, but we'll just have to test the others. It's an interesting comparison to our sister company, Great Bear. Chris Taylor, our chairman, so we just talked about that this morning. Great Bear was a similar sort of approach where they made a discovery, built systematically, tested other targets, made the second discovery, and then made the third discovery, which became the LP fault zone, which blew everything else out of the water, which is now the biggest and best zone at the Great Bear company. So we are in a similar boat. We have made our first discovery, and we still have other targets there that need testing, and we will do so, and look forward to what we can drill there. And this really is the way to add, to bring the project to the next level and add real scale to it.
So it sounds like even with this drilling at the Gate zone, you have found a porphyry here, but you're seeing so many other targets on the project that the company is still focused at Gate, but again, you're an exploration company, right? So you're out there looking to make new discoveries.
I mean, as I said, the porphyry system we have at MPD is a multi-center one. So we know from historical drilling that there are other centers, and we'll just have to drill them deeper and see whether we can replicate the successful approach from the Gate zone at these other targets.
So Claudia, I do have to ask you, because on the back of that news yesterday, the stock did sell off. And look, this news, when I first read it, I didn't take it as negative for the company because of those very long intercepts, especially for where you are in BC. What insights can you give us on maybe where the selling came from, what the market might not have understood about that news?
That's a very good question. We were surprised, and many of our large shareholders were surprised. I had many calls saying, you have such strong results, why is the market selling off? And sort of talking to shareholders, talking to market participants, it looks that it's mostly retail sellers who sold. And I'm not entirely sure why, but sort of the noises that I hear is people questioning the grade, saying, well, is this too low grade? We certainly don't think so. If you look around the neighboring mines, then we're certainly very much in line and in fact have a very nice high grade zone at Gate. And another misunderstanding that might be out there is maybe our move to Dillard, that people think we're giving up on Gate, which is of course not at all the case. It's just that we have much more than Gate on the property. And yeah, so the move to Dillard is first step to testing all the other targets and building scale, and does certainly not mean we have given up on Gate at all.
No, absolutely not. And you're keeping one of the two drills at Gate, right? So that still does tell the market a lot about what you think the potential is there. Give us a quick rundown then of the cash in the bank for the company to continue to progress with this current drill program, please.
We are fully funded for all our work this year and well into next year. We have at the moment $11 million in the treasury, so are under no pressure to finance and fully funded for our work.
Okay, perfect. Claudia, I appreciate the update. I will be posting a link below the interview to that news release so everyone can read over in more depth those drill results. And if you have any follow-up questions after listening or reading over the news release, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get Claudia to address those. Claudia, thank you again for your time. Thank you for the update, and keep us up to date on future news, please.
Thanks for having me.